Arizona Gem Lab. This is Raymond.
Hi, Raymond. I guess we're playing some phone tag here. This is Troy Cordell with RDA Diamonds. I do apologize for missing your call.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay. Let me explain who I am, and you'll have a better understanding. I'm actually a consultant and a specialist in the industry, so I'm at more of a VIP status where I only deal with, you know, big accounts or accounts that are potentially I can help grow at least another 10 or 20%. I can get you up and going. And obviously everybody wants to make more money. I've identified your location. What I do is a lot of analytics. I do a lot of social media and read algorithms. I do a lot of, just looking at the market and the economy surrounding the storefront and analyzing trends, doing a lot of factors. I mean, believe me, my brain, it never shuts off, to be honest with you. Sometimes I hate it. But when I looked at your location and I did the research on, if I can partner you up with our RDR Diamonds and give you my expertise on how to actually do this presentation and get you what you need, with summer coming up and my what I'm looking at is at least by June 1st to get you set up, and then we go from there into the months, I believe you can go up to almost even 20% or even surpass that. Which will obviously be more money, you meeting your KPIs and SLAs of what you're trying to do in your business. And obviously we'll take that momentum, we'll keep that running month after month, year after year, because I'm not going anywhere, and then we'll go from there. My success rate with other companies in doing business on my quality achievements, I'm hovering around a 98%. I'm not 100%, and I don't think no one is, but I'm pretty close to 98% on factuals and quality of what I do and getting these numbers up to where I need to be. So I'm choosing your location to join my team and get you up and running and make you some more money, get yourself out of retirement and live the good life.
Well, I'll tell you where I'm at it. So
my main business
is appraisals on jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
I do sell phones once in a great while. But about 4 years ago, I started a color stone business because that's my passion. And I went to GoDaddy and had a website done, and that was a huge mistake.
Mm.
I just did it because it was cheap. And since then, I have found a really good IT person. And we are redoing the website. The name of the company is called Ray's House of Gems. And it will be launched sometime before the end of the year. I'll just put it that way.
Before the end of the year?
Oh, yeah.
You're looking at fourth quarter on that?
I'm sorry? Yeah, fourth quarter probably.
Fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's going to be an e-commerce business. And I'm already starting to work with some plugins with Stellar and Quality Gold.
Mm-hmm.
And going back and forth with them, I'm just still deciding which categories in each company I want to work with.
Okay.
But either one, I don't want to do diamonds or lab diamonds with them.
All right,
because Stellar's expensive.
With them, okay. I was about to say, you're not trying to do that at all, but you said with them. So you are going to do diamonds, but you just don't want to do it with them.
Right. And I have sold quite a few lab diamonds, and there's a company out there called Navota, and I've priced them against a lot of other people, and nobody can beat their price. But Navota's like a platform, like RapNet.
Okay.
And so you have to wait. I don't know. Have you been on RapNet before? Maybe not, because you're not.
I dib and dab. I look at all platforms.
Okay. Yeah. So
basically,
that's what it is, a platform for people to put their diamonds on. They do also do natural diamonds, too, and they have some colored stones now, which I don't want to do that yet until I haven't really dove into that They also have some jewelry pieces that are really nice. But that could be further down the line. I just don't want to bundle it all up at one time, a whole bunch of stuff, and get too crazy with it. I just want to take it a couple steps at a time.
Gotcha.
So when I'm at the show, I'm going to talk to Novota about a plug-in with them and see what how all that works, because everybody does it a little bit different.
So you're going to the JKC?
JKC show, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Write this down here, booth 10075. That's going to be Mike Indicato's team. He's the owner for RDI Diamonds. I'm going to get your account here, and I'm going to put you in on the calendar for an appointment with him. So, and then I'll get back to you to let you know, you know, when you can get an appointment in with him. He's going to have literally probably the biggest showcase that's there, just so you know. I mean, there's nobody bigger than RDI Diamonds, even in Vegas. We're number one.
Okay.
in the country, by the way. We got over $500 million in assets on that, and that's after liabilities are paid out. Over 8,000 different diamonds, and that's not even including the jewelry pieces. So I hear what you're saying on who you're doing business with and who you don't want to do business with, and that's where I come into play. By the way, we're going to be really great friends on the phone, because I'm not here just for, you know, a short time. I've been doing this for years, and your account is now migrated to a VIP status, because, like I said, we see what you're trying to do, and we see the potential for future. So I like to do forecasting, and that's what you're doing too. You're forecasting for your fourth quarter. That's why you're growing your business. You're trying to do something else. You're smart.
Yeah.
You're making also smart goals, and you know what SMART stands for, right? The specific, measurable, and all that, so time-bound. So we see that strategicness in you, and in the business. And when we, you know, put that in a joint venture, and we see how can we grow your business, and it's a win-win situation for both of us, it's a great partnership, and I think it would work. Where you're going to go really well with on the diamonds, since you're not doing diamond sales with them and you go with RDI Diamonds, now with your launch, you have a brand name, and RDI Diamonds is going to stand out. And when you're presenting all your diamonds, make sure you use RDI Diamonds in the verbiage. Because it's just like saying, hey, I got a Mercedes. You don't say, I got a car. You say, I got a Mercedes, or I got a Lamborghini. When people just say, yeah, I'm driving the car, usually they're driving one like a Honda or a Civic or something like that, right? But you notice when people are driving like a Corvette, or they got the Porsche outside, they actually call it by the brand name because they're proud of what they're driving, right?
Sure.
So it's the same thing in a diamond. You know, if you have a Leo diamond, or if you have an RDI diamond, they're literally going to say, oh, I got the RDI diamond. I got the Leo diamond. That's what you're saying when you're rocking those rocks, and quote-unquote rocking the rock. Using that lingo and that sales pitch, I'm going to literally be your bestie on the phone. I'm not charging you anything for my consulting. This is all paid for by the good old RDI Diamonds. So this is part of me giving you a different tool to use on the selling approach of our RDI Diamonds. So you're getting consultation on sales, how to, I'm already doing the, like you said, you got an IT person. I'm also in analytics as well. Back in the day, I did do some tier 1, 2, and 3 IT, as well as some military contracts as well. Also a soldier. But those,
yeah, what would you serve?
Yeah.
Army?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Army communication specialist. There's
cool.
a couple
yeah, I did 6 years in the Army.
Awesome. Hoorah. Right.
Right. Hoorah.
It definitely gives you character, and you get a more appreciation of life, and it puts your mindset where you can see the value of things. And sometimes it doesn't shut off, but it's a good thing because it makes you a leader, and you're a go-getter. So,
yeah, it gives you, gave me the two things I really got out of it.
What's that?
Besides the military stuff, was focus.
Mm-hmm.
And would have to say discipline.
I can agree with that. I can
not
say
just
touche.
Discipline in your life, but discipline in what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and you take a project on, you see it through. Doesn't work, so what? At least you tried.
Right.
You know,
right. You definitely
like
don't
the
want
old
to fail.
Saying, it's better to try and fail than to not try at all, right?
Exactly. So now you see we're on the same page here. So that's why this is geared to work. I'm gonna give you some information as to how we got to get through this summer here. I got it that you have the plan for your quarter. However, that's a milestone away, about 6 months or and plus. So we got some time from that, but you don't want to not have you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket and wait until that day. Obviously, the farmer has to, you know, plant the seeds, work the field, cultivate the field until harvest time comes. So right now we're on planting the seeds and irrigating the land right now. So we got to do some work to get past the summer. June 1st, I'm looking at that's the start of where we need to be at and have everything lined up. I have your account that's here, so you are pretty much approved for memo where you can order and have free shipping overnight to you, get whatever that you need, and then also, you know, Troy, hey, listen, I got somebody coming in on Saturday. They're looking for a ring. This is what I need. Okay, I need this for a presentation. Okay.
Yeah, actually, I have an appointment for June 24th.
June 24th, you have an appointment for what?
For Diamond, yeah.
June 21st, you said 24th or 4th. 1st?
Yeah, 4th, fourth, yeah. Just had a customer today, actually, confirm it. She was going to come in earlier, but her husband had heart surgery, so she's got to wait. So get that healed up. But
what is what does she need?
Well, I want to show her like a 1 carat round, 1 1/4, and 1 1/2. I know they're pretty close, the 1 and the 1 1/4, but and probably like a G color. Maybe an H as well, and then just VS2. And I want to keep them clean, GI-certed. That's one thing with me. I only sell GI-certed stones.
Yep,
so nothing comes
here
back to haunt me.
Okay.
And then XXX. And I really don't like fluorescence. But in G and H, it's not so bad, especially if it's just faint.
All right.
But I'd rather stay away from fluorescence. So there are plenty of them out there right now, especially with the lot of diamonds on the market and the prices out there, which are pretty good right now, so it should be easy to obtain. And I looked a few at Rabnet the other day, and there's a lot of stones. You know, it's not like I have to go get it right away and chase it down.
Gotcha.
So, and I don't think that's going to go away too much in the future yet. This depends on what goes on. And she wants natural diamond too, so that's good.
All right, so that's an easy sell for me and you. I say let me take on this project with you. All right, tell me about her. What do you know about her?
I only know that I've just some appraisals for her once before, and she lives quite a distance from me. It's about an hour drive to get down to Scottsdale from where she lives.
So you got her
address? Yeah.
Okay,
I know where she lives.
Okay. What do you know about her house?
I don't know anything about it. I don't want to get that close to customers.
Yep.
There's
a reason why I'm going to ask you these questions here, and then I'm going to explain myself after I ask these questions. You'll see where I'm going, so play with me, okay? I'm helping you out on this. So you got kids? Just in conversation?
She's older later. I don't know.
Older lady? Okay.
You know, I see sometimes 20, 30 people in a week.
Yeah.
So I don't really get details on pretty much anybody. Plus, I do what I'm doing now. I'm working in Sedona for 2 days, yesterday and today, and I'm in Tucson the next 2 days. So I do appraisal clinics. I go into jewelry stores and appraise their clients' jewelry for them.
Okay.
And sometimes I never see the client, you
okay.
know, and which is good for me because it's not my client, it's their client.
Okay.
I'm just here to do the appraisal and book out.
Out of those 20, 30 people that you see a week, how many are you making sales to?
Not many because, okay. well, I'm making appraisal sales, and then I do repair sales. And then the other thing that's really starting to happen for me, and this started a couple years ago, I get referrals from other people or just people call me up, is the people right now that are between 40 and 60 years old,
mm-hmm.
their parents are passing away.
Mm-hmm.
And so they got parents' jewelry, people who bought jewelry like in the 70s and 80s and 90s when people were just going hog wild, people pay cash, and they bought big stuff, especially in the 80s because gold was nothing, like 200, 250 an ounce.
Yeah.
You know, and then they probably have grandma's jewelry as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it all starts to come down to the generation today of the 40 to 60 year olds, and they don't know what to do with it. So they're coming in. We sit down. We go through it. Sometimes they just want to sell it. Sometimes they just want to cash the gold in, which I do for them. I send it to a refiner. If there's a lot of little gems or stones in there, the refiners have a process to get the stones to come out when the metal dissolves into a solution. So they get the stones back, and then they take this metal out of solution, and then they pay me for the metal. So then I have them send back the stones to me, and then we figure out what we want to do with the little Melly diamonds or whatever. Sometimes if there's a few, I'll just buy them from the customer, and I'll just tell them that normally that I have a jeweler friend that needs stones for replacement, which I do sometimes. So they come in, they're ringing, you got any of these or any of those? Because they know that I buy stuff sometimes. So any bigger stones, if somebody wants to sell one, the first thing I do for them or have them do themselves either way, if it's a decent stone, is they have to have a GIA cert on it because nobody's going to pay anything for it unless they know what it is. Otherwise, they're going to offer a lot less. And then they're going to send to GIA. So I just have them do that first. They get. Then I have a couple estate dealers around Scottsdale and Phoenix that I take stuff to when I can and have them look at it and see if they can make an offer on it. And if they do, then I give the customer the offers, and if they want to take it, fine. And, of course, there's a piece in there for me as well.
Okay. I hear what you're saying. Great, great opportunity there. If you can, and that's the reason why I ask you those questions, because what I'm going to say right now, you're going to utilize what information I got, and keep in mind I'm not the smartest book in the cookie, but, you know, I gave you what I do, and I do it for a reason. You'll see where I'm going with this, okay? And if you see where I'm going with this, you're going to be like, wow, you know what? I can probably double my income now, all right? So I'm going to start off with your 20 to 30 people, and as you can see, I'm taking notes. Okay, the 20 to 30 people that you're talking to, you got, and see how me and you are having this conversation, and it's going naturally because you're a people person. I'm a people person. All right, some people are so shy, but you got to break the ice to them and get a little bit personal, but not too personal. You see what I mean? And then when they start to see that personalization in you, but also when you articulate and you're talking about your products, that is when you become professional and you're actually giving your professional advice, opinion, and your consultation on the actual product. So you got to have that thin line between both. If you're doing that, then you're going to be able to have a better relationship, and that's going to turn into, one, loyal customers. They're coming back to you. You'll have generational customers, meaning, like you said, their grandparents, their children. They bought from you. They'll buy from you. You'll have word of mouth. You'll have references. You'll build your brand name. So we got to convert those 20 to that half of those opportunities that you're missing out on, and just change how you're giving that presentation to them. As far as for the questions when I was asking you about, you know, do you know where she lives? And you're like, yeah, I know where she lives. And I'm asking you, you know, how's the house and all that stuff. You know how the house is, but however, you haven't utilized free tools on how to see where the money is in that house. So I'm going to give you that little advice, and then there's your little insider secret, right? I'm sure you heard of Zillow.com. Have you been on there before?
I've seen it before, yeah.
Okay, all right. So just like you go and Google your favorite restaurant and want to see, you know, what the location is and when the hours on that location, or if you got to make a complaint and see who the stockholder is, you can do the same thing on everybody's houses. And also around your area, it'll give you an area view and also the dollar amount of how much every house that there is and what it's worth. If you hit on the house, it'll tell you when it was bought, when it was sold, and how much the rent is or how much the mortgage is. And then if you're speaking with your client, you know you got this appointment that's going to be coming up per your request on June 24th, you got some time to do some research on her. And now you find out that she's been in the house for, you know, 15 years, and she got a 30-year mortgage, and she's only paying like maybe a grand or whatever she's paying, but the house is valued at, you know, we'll say easy math, $300,000 to $500,000. I don't know, you know, K for the house. You don't see a HELOC loan that's on it, so you know she got some equity in it. So when you're speaking with her and you know you're pitching, and she wants to look at per what you're saying, you're giving a round of a 1 to 1.5 carat GRH VS2 GIA. Those are easy to find. But however, just like how you said, people are taking old jewelry and bringing it back, and they're not keeping it. You know the reason why they're not keeping it? Because it's old fashioned. It's no style. The styles of jewelry has changed. They want more bling. They want more, you know, shine, more brilliance. They want to see a different pattern or approach on it. So that's why they're trading in. So if she's going to just get a regular 1C.
Hold on one second.
Yep.
Hold on one second, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
757. Just almost feel like it's maybe filled, like not solid 18, like it may be hollow and filled with something.
Yeah, see the 7-5.
Let's just test it and see.
Well, the outside test of 18, yes, but I'm just, that were.
It's hollow, for sure.
It is hollow. That's
yeah, it is hollow, yeah.
Yeah, that's my, that word for
you. Okay. Sorry.
Oh no, you're fine. You're fine, Raymond. I'm on your time, but my friend, I got all day. As long as you know, we're getting somewhere here, and we're not wasting each other's time. But she's looking for a 1C, you know, to a 1.5, right?
Right.
If she stays around that realm there, and she has that disposable income in her home, right? And or she has a low mortgage payment, we know she got more money in the bank.
The problem is not the money. It has to be the size of the stone, because she has a ring right now that she took a stone out of to put something else in, and she wants a nice diamond to go in the ring where that stone came from. And it'll fit on 1 carat, but it could probably fit 1.5 carats pretty easily as well.
Okay. Now, and this is where I'm going with that, all right? You said that you can buy back the actual metal, okay?
Yeah, but this particular point, we're not going to do that.
Okay, so the ring is sentimental.
The ring is hers. It's not a hand-me-down.
Okay, so and she wants to stay with that ring.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to upsell or do anything else.
No, she just wants a nicer diamond. The diamond she had, I think she gave it to her daughter or somebody, so
gotcha.
She wants a nice stone. And I went over color and clarity a little bit with her when we were there, because she asked some questions on the appraisal, and so I explained a few things. She goes, yeah, I think I want a nicer stone than what this was. said, okay, we can do that. And then I told her, let's get something like VS2, VS1. You won't be able to see any inclusions with a naked eye.
Right.
And so she understood that, and I said, you know, GH, if that's in your budget, if you want to go higher color, that's okay too. But anyway, I just want to get a few things to show her.
Yeah.
And then that way, and she can pick one, and hopefully I just close the sale on one of them that day, and
Absolutely.
Send a check and two other ones back.
Absolutely. So that's usually what's going to happen. So you got to have an offset, and you got to figure it out. However, you always want to pitch the highest one first. You don't want to start median. You know, you want to fish
always
the highest
start the large one.
And right. So we're looking at the large one first. And when we're doing that, the quality points is, again, you got to go brand name. You can't just say it's the diamond. You got to say it's an RDI diamond. You know what I mean? And you're going to tell her that, listen, this is not a diamond. This is an RDI diamond, and there's a difference. Then you got to go into why it's an RDI diamond. Just like how you buy a car and they're like, well, it has the safety features. It has the leather. Look at the mirrors are not even there. They're now camera mirrors. You know, these are the features that, you know, has changed on the vehicle. These are the anti-lock brakes and the brake systems and so forth. And, you know, it's all-wheel drive. That's what you're doing with an RDI diamond. You're giving the actual specs and not just saying, oh, wow, it looks great. And look, there's no inclusions and stuff on it. I mean, that's perfect. Give them the why behind it, and you're educating them in the process as if you're hiring a new representative and you're training them. That's what consulting on a sale will detail. And that's when you'll get that buying power and that trust into you and you as a business professional, and your name stands out. You see where I'm going with that?
Yeah, and I do that quite a lot already. So
just a different verbiage. I'm sure you do. But whatever you're doing, do more of it. And then, but you're going to use RDI diamonds, and that's going to be a better product. That's you going from RCA TV, and now you got Samsung and Sony TVs that you're selling now. So you want to upgrade it. So you give us a better display so that it can showcase, and they're like, oh, wow, what's in that display over there? Why is it not in the display with everything else? It's in its own different display. And that's where you're doing your markup, and you're like, oh, that's an RDI diamond. I mean, this right here is the best of the best, and this is why you're going to be paying what you're paying. And you got time to do research on her till the 24th. So now you can use Zillow, see where she lives, what she's paying. Now you can find out what type of money she has. Ask her, hey, what'd you do for a living? How was work? You know, just small conversation. Hey, how was work? Oh, my God, work was so tiring. Really? Yeah, I know. It was tired for me, too. What'd you do for a living? You know, those type of conversations, you figure out who people are, what they do. And then now you know, if she's a teacher or a doctor or, you know, a manager somewhere or wherever, or her husband's, you know, doing this or doing that. You can kind of put two and two and see, you know, how much money that they're actually bringing in, you know, a month or a year, or what their salary or figures are. Or just ask the question, you know what, hey, I bet you guys make a lot of money. You know, I don't want no figures, but, you know, I think my daughter might be wanting to get in that type of field. What do you think entry level would be starting off at? They might even give you a figure for that, and that's an insider. You know, certain small little loopholes in a conversation, you can find out a lot about people, especially in sales, because that's what you have to do. You got to investigate. Now you take those figures there, you can better qualify what their budget is, and when you're presenting, you're doing a great job on the different type of rounds, but you have the same category. That's one of the things I'm going to advise you to change out. Have two rounds, one up, one down, but then also throw in maybe a marquise or an oval, you know, just so they can see something different or a radiant, and, you know, just something different so they can see the difference of what other diamonds would look like in that type of setting. Because they might like a different look and be like, wow, you know what? I never head, I always thought it would be round, and I was always classic. And then you can say, oh, my gosh, you know, things are changing. You know, I hate to tell you, but, you know, people, I got grandkids coming in, and they're returning, you know, their grandkids, their grandparents' jewelry, you know, that they inherited. You know, I mean, I get it, you know, but they left it for them, but, you know, that's the nature of the business. You're actually being honest. They will appreciate that. Now you can use that to your advantage as a selling point, right? So you can say, you know what, I know that you're getting, you know, something classic for your heir. What's your plans after, you know, you're done with this ring? What are you going to do with it? Well, at RDI Diamonds, we'll match dollar for dollar. So guess what? If they decide that they want to upgrade that same ring you just sold them on the 24th to us, bring it back. And just like how they're getting a bigger diamond right now, and they gave that one to, you know, their, you said granddaughter or someone, or daughter. If they brought it back
to us. Yeah, the
old
stone.
Yeah, so if they bring the one that you're about to sell in this RDI diamond, say 5-10 years or whatever down the line, and they're doing the same thing, we'll give them the same price of what they actually had it for, that they just bought it for, as long as they're upgrading to a higher diamond, so they won't lose anything. So that's the good thing about RDI. We won't depreciate the diamond. So that's going to be another selling point. That's how we're holding our value, and that's our competitive advantage. So,
and what if the wholesale of the diamonds more money in the future?
Yeah,
you take
yeah.
that into consideration.
Exactly. So you're definitely in a win-win situation with us. I would start on your repairs and your appraisals that you're doing. I would go into upselling. I did not hear you saying how you're doing some upselling and, you know, presenting like something bigger, better, and the reason why. This is where I haven't gave you that spiel. Social media is coming out. It's been out for years. And I'm sure when you're out and about, and I don't know if you got grandkids or whatever, but
no.
I got some, and nieces and, you know, friends and all that stuff. There's 2-year-olds with cell phones, right? You see 4-year-olds and 5-year-olds with iPhones and know how to work apps. And, you know, all the teenagers are on social media, TikTok, you know, Snapchat and Facebook and everything else, right? And all you see is them taking pictures and selfies. And then when you go into the schools and you look at TV and you look at all the binge-watching shows and all the things that these kids are into right now, right, what are you starting to see? You're seeing a lot of fashion out there, hair, makeup, and what else are you seeing? Notice that a lot of people are wearing more jewelry now. People that are graduating
from social media, so
right. So that's where I come into play at. You see what I mean?
Well, she's got it set up. I just haven't done it yet.
Yeah. So there you go. So now you're hearing it from me first. The trends are generation has changed. These millennials, they're asking for jewelry. You're seeing people, you know, kids with studs in their ear, diamond studs in their ear, pendant necklaces, tennis bracelets, and things like that. A lot of stores right now are not, you know, asking parents, hey, you know, what do your kids want for graduations? Have you ever thought about, instead of getting them a gaming system, a PlayStation or a computer, you ever thought about, you know, getting them some nice diamond studs in their ear? There's your upsell. There's your way in to making another sale. Everybody's a parent. Everybody has a niece or a nephew, grandparents got grandchildren. Why don't you get your grandson, your granddaughter tennis races, some nice diamond studs. I got some really great 1-carat or 1.5-carats. I mean, it'll last a lifetime. You know, people got 401ks. They got inheritance. What about retirement? Lots of people have other investments, rental property, income. There's a lot of different disposable hidden incomes that people have that they don't tell sales reps when they're out buying, because they're always trying to get the lowest dollar amount possible, but then they don't know their options. You see what I mean?
Yep.
All right. So We touched base on some good pointers. We're at about half good, 30-minute call for initial call. Obviously, all pro bono and free for RDR Diamonds to start you off with, and now you can see the type of quality and the mindset that you're getting and the professionalism that you're getting with RDA Diamonds. I hope you're satisfied, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
See you on down the road.
Awesome, awesome. So my next step is I would like for you, like I said, I know that you're trying to gear up for the Jan 4th, so I'm going to send you over RDI information. You'll get access to our website. You'll have my information as well, and go ahead and send out, fill out the credit and certification so we can have that updated. It'll only take you probably about 10 minutes to do, but I'm not going to rush you. At least get it back to me before Monday, so I'll let you sit on it.
Yeah, I thought I already filled something out because I got some diamonds on memo from you for Tucson District, the exhibit in Tucson.
Yeah, that was in February. So we're in a different quarter, and then we didn't see what happened. So I do have everything sent out. I just got to update your JBT and the resale cert certificate because we're in another year. So
okay.
That's all I probably might have to do. But we'll just be on the safe side. I'll just send you the stuff. Just send it in to me. Chill out for about a week. I'll give you a call next week. You check your inventory, and obviously, like I said, not just the rounds on that 24th.
Rounds only one's going to fit in there. That's
the only one. All right, so yeah. We'll pick out some rounds, and let me get you some of the RDI diamonds in there. That will sell better. I don't know what you got currently. But if you throw the RDA diamonds in there and the selling points on our gem print and our trade-up value, they're going to want that more than not having that. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Next thing is that obviously you need those, but I want you to think of probably about two or three more items to gear yourself up, and you can hold on to those for unmemo to try to sell, for the month of June, okay?
Okay. I'll think about that.
Yep. And I would probably, look at some jewelry to see what you don't have that you can put yourself or whoever's selling and give them a stiff or a special project and, hey, these got to go. But also get a display. Try to, spruce it up a little bit for RDI diamonds, so it really sets out from the rest of your diamond sales containers and displays, because when people come in, just like if you go in a grocery store, if you go into a clothing store, what they usually have their best mannequin, right, with the nice outfit on, because they want to sell that one. That's what's eye-catching. So they put the mannequin in the window, or they put whatever that's nice up front so that you can actually see and be like, oh, wow, look at that, and that brings the attention in. So have the RDI in that type of display, so then now you can start selling those pointers. And from me and your conversation, you'll retain what I'm saying, and then that'll help you sell. And before you get to the appointments, give me a call. I'll shut up. I'll listen to you, and you tell me what you want to do, and then I'll give you my feedback, and we'll come up with some good synergy on how to get that sell out the door, okay?
Okay, sounds like a plan.
All right.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, you too. You enjoy your weekend. Check your email. I'll conversate with you next Wednesday, and we'll be getting a big order in.
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.